This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, guys. And it is a busy day in the news. A very, very, very busy day. In the news. All right. So the long-awaited GOP plan for repeal and replace was unveiled yesterday, and we're going to walk you guys through it. There's a lot of good to it, but it's still leaving a lot of conservatives scratching their heads, and of course the liberals all have their panties all up in a bunch. So we're going to talk about the GOP's approach to Obamacare, and keep in mind when you're watching the news and when you're reading, you know, the media outlets, keep in mind that what the GOP has to do is pull a tablecloth out from under fancy China. The fancy China being the fragile healthcare system. And so we want to come into a restaurant and see a nice, really good looking table setting with some pretty, I don't even like China. I'm really into paper plates. You know, I like those paper plates that are deep. You know, have you guys seen those where the paper plates, like, I don't know which brand does it, but they have, I know I'm going off on a tangent, but I have to talk about paper plates for a second here. I like those paper plates where they have a lip to them where you can hold on to them with two hands, because sometimes your food is hot and they indent. They're almost, I think they even advertise themselves as like paper plate China. Those paper plates are my favorites. I cannot stand the ones that have wavy ends to it. And when you hold on to one side, the weight of the food falls, and it you know, falls over the side of the plate. Those paper plates I just can't stand. I mean, if you ever want to get me ticked off at a barbecue or at a picnic, serve me food on one of those cheap paper plates with the wavy, thin, drippy. I can't stand that. But give me those deep. I got to figure out the name. I'm going to figure out the name. Maybe Blake will figure it out. What paper plate I'm talking about, where it's kind of like paper plate China. It's like really, really cool. I also like the paper plates that are made of plastic where you can later frisbee them. You know, I mean, what we were playing frisbee in the 70s and 80s all the time. Whatever happened to frisbees? Now you can take your paper plate and fling it like a frisbee. Of course, you want to wipe off the potato salad. But anyway, when it comes back to the GOP and their American Healthcare Act, which is what they're calling it, we may look at it, and at the outset, we're like, wait a second here, what? But we have to remember, what they are trying to do is pull this tablecloth out from under the China without knocking over all the glasses. Or what they're trying to do is provide another boat while the first boat is sinking. And so, you know, if their intention with this is a temporary solution, I'm okay with it. Problem is I don't know what their plans are long term with this. So we're going to talk about that. We're also going to talk about Bill Paxton. All right, Bill Paxton, well, apparently the death certificate is out. And what he was having was aortic valve replacement. He was having an aortic valve replacement, and he was having a repair for an aneurysm. Now, many of you have asked, what was wrong with his aortic valve? He had a bicuspid aortic valve, which some of us have, and we'll talk about. Some of you have asked if he had Marfan syndrome, having an aneurysm, a bicuspid aortic valve. I'm going to kind of explain what those are and why his medical issues might have been very close to what happened, or not very close to what happened, but has some link with what happened with Alan Thicke. So we're going to talk about that because I really want to educate you guys on all the different things happening with our, you know, with our celebrities, unfortunately and sadly, because Bill Paxton was one of my favorite actors. But what some of those heart conditions are. Junk food. If you wrap junk food, they say, in solid plain paper wrappers. A leading scientist said that may stop people from overeating. Now, some of you are probably nodding your head, right? Because the paper gets in your mouth. That happens to me. The paper gets into your mouth, and then I stop eating. All right. Well, that's obviously something that they, you know, they may be right on. We have thousands of kids being hospitalized each year because of drinking hand sanitizer. This is getting worse. Apparently, kids are finding a new way to get drunk. It's been out ever since hand sanitizer has come out. But the CDC reported that 70,000 kids had gotten sick, some comatose, between 2011 and 2014. Well, talk to you about what to do with your kids who may actually be kind of stupid. Americans are having less sex than they once did. I could vouch for that. Sex may also make you happier at work. All right, that's always nice to talk about. And Casey Anthony is back in the news, and for the first time speaking about her case, we're going to have Robin Walensky, senior news anchor with the Blaze Radio Network, who has also actually written a book on the subject that or on the Casey Anthony case, to kind of give us the latest in that, since I know a lot of my listeners are very, very interested in the whole Casey Anthony case that occurred, and very tragic case with the loss of her daughter. So as you can see, we got a very busy day on the Dr. Dolly Show, but never too busy to take your calls, your questions, your comments at 1-877-DOC-DALY, 1-877-DOC-DALY. Before we get started with the GOP health plan, WikiLeaks releases, quote, an entire hacking capacity of the CIA. This is breaking news, so of course I want to make sure that you guys are up to date with the latest as we get breaking news. And WikiLeaks today released what it said was the full hacking capacity of the CIA in a stunning 8,000-plus page disclosure. Right? And it contends that this is the largest ever publication of confidential documents on the agency. There were 8,700 documents and files released as Vault 7, Part 1, and titled Year Zero. These were obtained from a, quote, isolated high-security network at the CIA Center for Cyber Intelligence in Langley. A press release from the website said the trove had been circulated among former U.S. government hackers and contractors, one of whom recently gave the archive to WikiLeaks. CIA said we did not comment on the authenticity or content of purported intelligence documents. Now, this is obviously devastating, all right? But it raises the same issue that we've been talking about now for years, where nothing we have is private, okay? If the CIA could be hacked, anybody could be hacked. We're talking about the CIA. We're going to talk more about this a little bit later as we get more news. Don't go away. We'll be right back. 1-877-DOC-DALY. To learn the basics of Spanish, greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy.
Attention investors, 2017 is the year of Trump, and financial markets are rising at all-time highs. But economic uncertainty may be greater than after any election in our lifetime. And as retirement approaches, there's little time to recover your losses. You need to hedge against uncertainty. That means transferring part of your retirement to physical gold and silver stored where you can actually hold it in your hand and get it fast in any disaster. It's a perfect time to buy. Prices are low and expected to climb. Make Augusta Precious Metals your personal gold and silver provider. Augusta cares for your financial position and helps you make make good decisions. And they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. Get Augusta's free gold and silver IRA guide. What you learn could help you weather any economic storm. There's no obligation. Just call toll-free. Call 855-222-5857. That's 855-222-5857. Again, 855-222-5857. Trust Augusta. Protect your retirement today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Mass deportations, a ban on terrorist countries, protecting our border, a huge expansion of jobs. President Trump is really shaking up Washington and the media. David Horowitz's new book, Big Agenda, reveals Trump's secret plans. Now, Big Agenda is a New York Times bestseller. Newsmax calls it the best Trump book yet. Rush says you need to get it. It's in bookstores everywhere, or get our free offer at 800-NEWSMAX, 800-NEWSMAX, or BigAgenda411.com. That's BigAgenda411.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The Rock and Ammonia and the Boogie Woogie Flu. We got a lot to talk about today. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. All right, so late afternoon, I was teaching at the time. And I knew that the repeal and replace bill was going to come out. And usually when, you know, government, you know, wants to get a lot of media attention, they'll usually do something first thing in the morning, just like as the travel ban had been brought up yesterday morning. We thought, all right, well, then what they're probably going to do is sprinkle things throughout the week. And no, this was dropped on us late in the afternoon. And so, of course, media was scrambling to try to figure out what was going on. And I was reading a lot of the different media outlets, you know, trying to learn myself. I did get a hold of the PDF. It's now being circulated very easily to get. It's about a 123-page document. And, of course, it's very difficult to read because what it does is it alludes to other bills. And they talk about striking out this provision, adding this provision. And so, you know, we need summary. So I tried the best I could to make a summary of this. So go to my website at drdahlia.com. But this is the gist of it, and then we're going to kind of break everything down, okay? And I'll tell you if I think it's good. I'll tell you if I think it's bad. I'll tell you what I think we need to do. But remember, before we go into this, keep in mind we have a very fragile system, right? The CEO of Aetna, Bertolini, said the Obamacare is going into a death spiral, right? Because insurers are pulling out. I believe Aetna's going to be only present in four states. Humana has pulled out. I think the only insurer that expanded was Cigna. And so if we're already on a sinking ship, all right, the GOP has to be very, very careful about what they provide as a life preserver. And so when you kind of have that in mind, all right, because many of us are like, well, let's just throw out the whole entire bill and start over from scratch. That's very difficult to do when you already have so many people hanging on to their Medicaid card, right, or hanging on to their employer-run insurance, that we have to be very careful and we have to tread lightly. We meaning America, okay, liberals and Democrats. So two separate House committees, the Energy and Commerce Committee and Ways and Means Committee, brought forth this American Health Care Act bill, the AHCA. So rather than the ACA, it's the AHCA. So first and foremost, we're going to eliminate the tax penalties. That individual mandate is gone. The employer mandate, gone. So now we don't have economy-killing taxes and penalties and punishments on people. So an employer will not be punished if he doesn't provide health insurance. It almost seems like he's temporarily out of the equation, meaning this may actually spurn employment. But then it leaves the question, well then, if the employer isn't mandated, will he provide health insurance at all? My guess is he will, but we definitely have some issues with that we need to overcome. But from what I'm reading, it's retroactive, meaning if you did not purchase health insurance in 2016, which is what we were all hoping, they will not tax you this year. All right, double check with your accountant. Make sure I'm reading this right, because, again, this still is not the law of the land yet. And tax season is coming up pretty quickly. So, but that's what we're understanding. Tax credits. Tax credits are going to be based on age rather than income, ranging from $2,000 a year for those younger than 30 years old to $4,000 a year to those who are older than 60. And a family could receive up to $14,000 in tax credits a year. They're going to start phasing out when income becomes $75,000 individually or $150,000 as a family. And how they're going to do it is for every $1,000 in earnings above that threshold, the value of the credit phases down by $100. So they're offering tax credits, all right, which is, again, something that we've asked for. We've asked for incentives. The only thing is a $2,000 a year tax credit enough to cover the skyrocketing cost? The next thing that they're doing, because, again, if we don't have the mandates, what money is coming into the system? Even though I was a huge critic of the mandates, you don't threaten people to buy a crappy product. Okay, this is America, for crying out loud. So I'm glad we got rid of that. But in order to offset that, the GOP is going to allow insurance companies to charge a 30% surcharge to those who have gaps in insurance longer than 63 days. So what that means is if you have insurance and you decide to not, be insured anymore, and then you change your mind, if you change your mind after 63 days, you could have close to a 30% surcharge. Now, again, what that does when I read that is it kind of hits me in the face going, all right, what are the prices of the insurance going to be still? I'm assuming it's still going to be high. And the prices of the insurance could be high for years. So we need to watch that and see. Of course, pre-existing conditions, those with pre-existing conditions, they will not be prevented denial. They will still be able to maintain coverage. So that's a positive. And coverage for children under age 26 who wish to stay on their parents' plans, that can still stay. Apparently those were the most popular. It was very difficult for the GOP to get rid of those. And most of us didn't want those repealed. However, again, if people are not denied based on pre-existing conditions, the big question remains, how are people going to put money into the system? Right? You know, if healthy people aren't going to buy the crappy insurance, how do we pay for all the sick people? By year 2020, the Affordable Care Act promised federal funds for Medicaid expansion will stop. The funds will continue for current Medicaid recipients, and we'll talk about that. They also are going to create a patient and state stability fund. Now, this I love. This provides states $100 billion to use as they wish for their underserved populations, whether it's to help them pay for premiums, whether it's to help with the hospitals, the providers, or programs that would provide direct care. Now we're talking. Let's get some individuality. All right, let's get some individuality for these states. And they know their population better than the federal government. The states also, the Medicaid is going to be revamped. Well, rather than this open-ended promise of funds, Medicaid is going to be given in a lump sum per person, like a per capita cap, such that the number of people, so there's no wasteful spending, there's going to be Medicaid dollars per person. I'm not exactly sure how they're going to address that, but it's going to cause the states to have to budget a little bit so there's not wasteful spending. The taxes on the medical device industry will expire, as those on pharmaceutical companies, indoor tanning services, so those taxes will be gone. Eliminating taxes on the pharmaceutical industry will hopefully spur new research and development, so I'm a huge fan of that. Then Planned Parenthood is quote-unquote defunded, as the American Health Care Act funds cannot be used to pay for services at their clinics. Now, this is very interesting, because when you look at the actual bill, and let me find where that went. Hold on a second. Oh, come on. Where did it go? All right, hold on a second. The bill is about, or the bill that now has to be marked up, which is going to be debated and amended, that it has to go to the Budget Committee before it goes to the House. How they worded this with Planned Parenthood is they are eliminating, they are prohibiting funds to quote-unquote prohibited entities. According to the act, they say, for the one-year period beginning on this date of the enactment of this act, no federal funds provided from a program referred to in this subsection that is considered direct spending for any year may be available to a state for payments to a prohibited entity, whether made directly to the prohibited entity or through a managed care organization under contract with the state. This is where Planned Parenthood finds themselves caught in a rock and a hard place. They say the term prohibited entity means an entity, including its affiliates, subsidiaries, successors, and clinics, that, as of the date of enactment of this act, is an organization described in Section 501C of the IRS code, is an essential community provider, then they talk about those codes, provides for abortions, unless it was the result of act of rape or incest, or if a woman is suffering a physical disorder, physical illness. So basically, and they also talk about, or if a woman is in danger, life is in danger unless an abortion is performed. So somebody like Planned Parenthood that offers elective abortions would not be able to receive funding under this. So now the GOP is going back and forth. Rand Paul called this Obamacare Lite. Of course, we have critics from the other side, Chuck Schumer said the proposal would cut and cap Medicaid, defund Planned Parenthood, force Americans, particularly older Americans, to pay more out of pocket for their medical care so all insurance companies can pad their bottom line. How I look at this, and again, we're going to be talking about this more throughout the show today because we have a lot to cover, is I just don't think I just don't think it's enough, and I don't see where we're going to control the premiums and the deductibles. Don't go away. Let's take your calls. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI.
The Speak No Attorney Spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention, Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision and independence to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. It's the leading cause of blindness in adults 55 and older. Some of us are at greater risk for AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD. If left untreated, it can lead to blindness. The good news? With early detection, AMD can be managed with effective clinically approved treatments that can reduce or even reverse some vision loss. Learning that you have AMD can be scary, but there's hope and help. The Foundation Fighting Blindness is researching and developing treatments and cures for AMD. To get your free AMD information packet, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. Join the fight against AMD, because together there is a cure in sight.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCTOR-DAHLIA, 1-877-DOCDALI. Let's get your calls. We've got Ron calling from California. Hey, Ron, how you doing?
I think I'm doing pretty good, but I'm concerned about what's going on in health. Obviously, that's your program.
Mm-hmm.
I think we've talked before. We're out here looking at a run... the March for Science coming up on April 22nd, which is Earth Day.
Yep.
And what we're focusing on from our group, which is the KnowWhat'sInIt.org with the students, is what is in the products that should be reduced. When you have regulations that prevent them putting certain products or having certain products in food. But below that regulatory level, there are contaminants at low levels that actually bioaccumulate, build up in people, and have a cancer and disease causation factor over years of accumulation. When can we get rid of that? When can we stimulate science to actually reduce disease and therefore health care costs?
That's excellent. You had brought, I'm not sure if, are you in Northern California?
I'm above San Francisco in a place called Hamilton Field.
I remember, yeah, so I spoke with you on this where we talked about how, you know, they'll do a cross-sectional analysis of food and go, okay, there's only this parts per billion, so we're good, but what about the accumulation over time? And is that messing with our metabolism, causing us to become obese, causing us to become diabetic? Yes, I remember we talked about that. You had said that you were talking to some of your state legislatures and you said you had kind of been stonewalled. Any new progress on your end from that, with that?
Now what we're doing under the HopeAndBeyond.org project, which is national, which is headed by a lady by the name of Judy Meyer, who is a former president of the National Association of College Admissions Counselors, we're putting in student service to focus on a no-blame game, but to focus on getting biotech and life sciences, which we have out here, to get involved in actually creating a products that can be herbicides or pesticides or additives in food that are 100% safe. So we need to go at it from the financial end, because the political is where it is, and it really has a hard time moving out of the financial.
Exactly. Also, like organic. So people will buy organic because they want less pesticides, but it's so much more expensive.
It's more expensive. Ma'am, it's more expensive, doctor. You know it's more expensive because it takes a little more to produce.
Right.
But what if we went on a national standard and therefore we had organics that would test clean for any toxins, because we would have production of food from the ground to the table without the contents?
Makes sense to me. It does. It makes sense to me. Ron, thank you for calling again. And, you know, good luck with your efforts. God bless you. When we talk about obesity and we talk about, our heart disease and arteriosclerosis, when I read you guys these stories or these studies that come out, like, for example, the one where calcium supplements was linked to early heart death in women. All right, because there was some concern that these calcium supplements, not calcium in food, but calcium supplements, maybe it was the powder, et cetera, causing sediment buildup, on the arteries. You wonder when are people actually looking at, the biochemical reactions or the actual chemistry that just as Ron had suggested, that could be in our food. And, we're blaming, all right, well, you're eating too much fat, but here we are taking supplements and that could be hurting us as well. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. We have David calling from San Francisco. Hey, David, how you doing?
Well, hi, doctor. I listening with interest to this. The issue about getting rid of regulations at the very time they want to put together a health care plan sounds like a huge danger.
Yeah.
So, in other words, are doctors no longer going to... Are you familiar with what a baseline test is?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah. I mean, like, if you're a brand-new worker at some factory or something like that, and you don't have blood or lead in your blood, and then all of a sudden you start showing up with lead in your blood, that could be a big warning signal. And if the doctors know not to look, then all of a sudden they might get away with murder if somebody is poisoned on the job and the doctors are told to look the other way. So,
well, where medicine is going, Dave, you bring up a good point. Where medicine is supposed to go is, we're supposed to be able to get baseline EKGs, baseline breast screening, depending on what our genes tell us we are more vulnerable to be afflicted with. And so eventually where we want medicine to go is, let's say for you, your gene panel may say, you may be more at risk for colon cancer, whereas my gene panel may say I'll be more at risk for lung cancer. Then I go down a medical path of being screened, being pre-treated, et cetera, or whatever. Maybe certain vaccinations, if we find certain viruses are linked to cancer, et cetera. This is where medicine is supposed to go. So you're right. That's going to be very costly. I just don't think anybody in Congress is even thinking that far yet.
Well, you know, when you look at things like asbestos and even what was Madame Curie was probably over 100 years ago, right? Mm-hmm. And they knew back then, like that the previous caller was talking to bioaccumulation. They knew back then that radium was going to kill you. And that if they just tossed it in the backyard and kids were playing back there, that was a pretty dangerous idea.
Mm-hmm.
And the idea that we've been kind of tricked into believing that corporations can buy doctors and then tell you have to use that doctor. I mean, that's a pretty ugly situation. I wouldn't say
they buy doctors because again, when I had to open my practice and I had to be on an insurance company, there was obviously no money, and I know you said that figuratively, but in order for me to take care of those patients, I had to have a negative criminal record. I had to be in good standing with the board. So in a way, the insurance company had to do was vet the doctors and then to their consumers. Who purchase the insurance plan, they go, look, these doctors have been vetted, they're board certified, they're clean, they're this. You could go to these doctors because also they could be sued if they recommend a doctor and something happens. So I think that's go ahead.
Yeah, well, you know, it 100 years ago, that reason I brought up Madame Curie and asbestos, it's been now about 100 years that they knew that asbestos would kill the workers, but they denied it for something like 75 years. And they fought it in the courts, and they refused to allow any university to work on the issue. I think it was only in the 1960s or 70s did they finally admit that asbestos, that they found documents to prove that the asbestos companies knew that it was killing people, but they were forcing silence from various medical institutions. And because these were rich people, and it's a sad thing because asbestos is something that keeps fires from spreading, and rich houses would have asbestos in their plaster.
Exactly.
And so if you were a poor person, you didn't likely have it in your plaster because that was the rich people's plaster. And so the expensive old houses are filled with it. And like Michael Moore says in his movie Sicko, it's the rich people that are being cheated worse because they're the ones that are paying high premiums. And when it comes time for them to discover, to actually get some medical care, they have to go to rich people's hospitals where they're most likely a money-grubbing doctor as opposed to a real healer.
Well, Dave, thank you. I know we're going to be coming up on break. You bring up a lot of points, and just please, don't be saying money grubbing. We medical providers, once Obamacare kicked in, we were either employees or we provided care for free. I understand there's some, doctors out there, and there's professionals anywhere.
Well, I wanted to be a doctor when I was young.
I wanted
to be a doctor when I was young, so I know exactly what you're saying. It goes all the way back to the early 80s when some of the universities were being bought up. I wanted to go to Wash U in St. Louis,
Dave, I'm sorry. They're cutting us. We're on break. Thank you, though, Dave, for calling in. I really appreciate it. Don't go away. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, Do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Speak, speak, speak. All I do is speak. But you know what? I'm good at it. So request to have me, Dr. Dahlia, speak at your work, party, convention, or retreat is easy to do. Go to our website at drdahlia.com and follow the link. Whether you want it funny or serious, you decide how much sass you want. Whether we discuss women's health, men's health, employees' health, or tackling all of the world's problems, we got it handled. Again, go to drdahlia.com and make management happy. Have you ever wanted to learn the basics of Spanish? Greetings, asking how someone is doing, body parts. And if you're in the healthcare profession, have you ever wanted to learn medical Spanish to the degree where you could do a whole history and physical? Well, we've created LearnHealthSpanish.com. In under 100 minutes, you will reach a level of fluency that will blow your employers away. LearnHealthSpanish.com offers an online course under $50 that makes a great gift. And if you use code DDW, you get a discount as well. So visit LearnHealthSpanish.com and start hablando español today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
As I walk along, I wonder what went wrong with our love. We are right back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Blake, who was working the dials, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So I understand a lot of you have called in, and you have concerns over what this new Affordable Care Act looks like, or Affordable Health Care Act looks like. And again, we'll break it down for you. I kind of gave you guys a summary, and it's long. I mean, it's about 123 pages. It's a PDF that many of us in the media have been looking at, and it's a lot of legal language, and I'm not very good with legal language, okay? I'm not very good at all, but it's because I'm me. Listen, English was not my best subject. It's mostly science. It was math. I didn't do that bad in PE, believe it or not. And, you know, I really spent a lot of time in English class checking out the boys in my class. So I apologize if, I can't interpret this as easily for you. But with the summary that I gave you guys earlier in the hour, it's definitely drawn a lot of criticism from both sides of the aisle in terms of A, it not doing enough, or B, it doing too much in terms of defunding Planned Parenthood, stripping away Medicaid. And the problem is you guys can't just go to the regular news outlets to read these because they want to scare you. When you look at a liberal news outlet, they're sitting there discussing, people are going to die, people are going to be uninsured, people are this, and they start to make it sound all scary. And, so you read that going, oh my gosh, this is horrible. You know, when you read it from other more conservative points of view or more conservative outlets, they make it sound like, all right, this is the best thing ever. So it's very difficult for those of us who have basically gotten spanked and smacked around both sides with this thing to really be optimistic about anything, which is why I really caution you before you make a judgment on this bill to realize what they're working with and what they're working on. All right? We have a very, very shaky system. This very, very shaky system is unfortunately not supportive enough for us to be able to just knock Obamacare off of it. Like I said, it's like pulling out a tablecloth under a bunch of fancy china and glasses. What do they call it? Flatware and stemware and I don't know all the fancy stuff, right? I eat off paper plates in my house. So, no, it does not hurt the environment. Okay, wait a second. Can I just stop you guys for a second here? Okay, I'm not done with this whole paper plate controversy. Also, I don't like wasting water. I live in Las Vegas, Nevada. And to waste water washing dishes, to pre-wash a dish, then putting the dishes in the dishwasher, all right, to me, that's wasting a very, a natural resource. So if I throw away a paper plate and a paper fork, I'm not wasting water. All right, so come me some slack, Jack. Listen, I worked for the EPA. I love the environment. Come me some slack. So let's look at how Fox News approaches it, all right? So when it comes to private health insurance, and we've talked about the individual mandate, we've talked about the employer mandate going away, which I'm a fan of. You know, we need to get rid of penalties, all right? And going more towards tax credits. As I said, the tax credits and the subsidies are going to be now more age-based, and it rises as you get older. So I believe it's $2,000 a year for somebody under 30, going up to $4,000 a year if you're over 60. Yet if you make more than $75,000 as an individual or $150,000 as a married couple, it starts to phase out where they knock off $100 per $1,000 above that level. Now, one thing I have to say that's positive about that is what really frustrates many of us with the tax code is once we make a certain amount of money, we're screwed. So if we made one penny less, we're good. That was also what was happening with Obamacare. If you had X number of employees, depending on your size of company, you would have to pay, you would then be under the mandate where you would be penalized if you didn't purchase health insurance. However, with be, and let me word this right, and I apologize. I'm getting texts and tweets on your comments. Call in at 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, one thing that we noticed was many employers would hire part-time work, part-time employees, or what they would do is have just one less employee than the max or than the minimum. Then they want to get fined. And so I never liked that. I never liked that all or nothing. Because then you had people just try to barely hit the ceiling. That's not what we want. We want to encourage growth. We want to encourage capitalism. We want to encourage hiring. So I got to admit, seeing the phase out of the subsidies, if you make $151,000 or $152,000, I kind of like the idea that it's not an all or nothing. But still, its purpose is to help those that have financial issues. Eliminates cost-sharing subsidies in Obama's Affordable Care Act that help people with modest incomes meet the cost of insurance deductibles and co-payments. States, however, would have the option of providing similar assistance with federal financing. So I like the idea. We've told you guys about this this Stability Act that would give states $100 billion to work with to be able to help their own constituents, their own citizens. Makes sense to me. We'll talk more about that. Greatly expands contributions to health savings accounts. Allow people with high deductible insurance to cover expenses that their plans don't pay for. Protects people with pre-existing health problems from being denied coverage. However, consumers must maintain continuous coverage. Otherwise, they would face a flat 30% surcharge on top of their premiums. States could use federal money to create high-risk pools as insurers of last resorts. So again, pre-existing, you're still fine. Okay? But where it gets sticky is if you don't maintain continuous coverage, all right, you're going to get a 30% surcharge on top of your premium if you don't re-enroll within 63 days. You could still be on your parents' plan if you need to until age 26. Insurers can charge the oldest customers. They say it allows insurers to charge the oldest customers up to 5 times what they would charge young adults. The ACA limited that to 3 times. And according to Fox News, it prohibits the use of tax credits to purchase any plan that covers elective abortions. Currently, if a health plan covers abortions, it must collect a separate premium to pay for such procedures. And I got to tell you, an American value standpoint, many people that are pro-choice still don't want their tax dollars going to abortion. So what that did is that limited or eliminated the idea that an employer or a citizen was actually spending money and putting their hard-earned money into something that they didn't believe in. And it's a tricky, very, you know, highly debated, highly controversial aspect to this. But in essence, what this ends up doing is defunding Planned Parenthood. With the Medicaid, it maintains the ACA's higher federal financing for expanded Medicaid through the end of 2019. After that, states can only continue to receive enhanced federal payments for beneficiaries already covered by the expansion, which has mainly helped low-income adults with no children living at home. They say, but for newly enrolled beneficiaries, the federal government will provide a lower level of financing. I've always asked, why is Medicaid free for everybody? Why isn't there a stratified level where higher earners that are on Medicaid pay $5, let's say, or pay $10 when they go to the doctor? But right now Medicaid is still free, but less dollars are going in, and it seems like there's going to have to be a little bit more of a budgeting being done by the state, as the Medicaid dollars are going to be given per person on Medicaid. So this kind of overhauls it, and obviously the payment will increase according to the government measure of medical inflation. Now, the penalties and taxes. Repeals. I apologize that we're running out of time. I want to get to your calls. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Rebel, Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters for the love of clean water.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.